We're in the fourth parak. We're in Chaf Vav Amud Beis. We were discussing the idea of Tashlumin, and we actually concluded, just to recap, let's go over this piece of Gemara so we can remind ourselves exactly what happened. So, if we look at, let's begin at the very, very top of the Amud Tan Rabbanan. We did see this, but let's just review what we did last week. This way we can understand this lengthy Tosfos, which we'll be seeing today. Tan Rabbanan, Tavlo Hispal Mincha Be'erev Shabbos. So, person, as we've been discussing, in the laws, there is a concept of Tashlumin that you could make up one Shmona Esrei in the event that you missed it B'shogeg, not B'mezid, B'shogeg, then you could make it up. So, as we mentioned last week, Mispal B'leil Shabbos Shtayim, or as it says in the Grub, Shtayim Shol Shabbos. You would dive into Marv's on Friday night.
Question. If a guy missed it B'mezid, right? It means he did it on purpose. Why do you want to make it up for? It's like, sign the Regents, I signed my name in the Regents, I didn't cheat. You know what I mean?
I knew you were going to use such an example.
But it makes sense, seriously. If you did something on purpose.
Right.
So now all of a sudden you have Harata.
Harata, you know, or...
I mean, who goes out of his way to miss it on purpose?
Not that I went out of my way, but I just...
You had something else to do.
Yeah.
But that's not amazing.
Right, I mean, exactly. Only a shogeg means like I forgot, I was sick.
Right, exactly.
So mazed could be I was, you know, busy working and I could have stopped, but I was just like, you know what? I'll dive in a second mara.
The difference with mazed
doesn't mean like you're like
you have all night to dive mara. We went through the time.
Right.
When you can dive in chakras, when you can dive in this.
Right.
The mara is an Indian has the most time mara than any other tefillot. So
true.
So if you missed it, but amazing, all of a sudden now you worry about it when you really literally had all night before you went to sleep. Ah, okay, that takes 5 minutes to dive Marv and do this.
I'm a little tired, and you know what? I'll just go to sleep tonight. I'll skip Marv. I'm a good Jew. I'm just really tired tonight. I just don't want to dive in Marv. So tomorrow morning, you can't dive in Shachar.
So it gives the case of somebody who says, I'm going to go home, I'm going to eat, I'm going to learn, I'm going to lay down, then I'm going to dive. You know,
right, in the first parak, right. So that is a question if that's amazing.
But that's not amazing. You had intention to dive, I'm going to get up.
Right.
You think you woke up and say,
right. That's why the Gemara uses...
But that's not, I wouldn't consider that amazing.
Right. The Gemara over there uses the strongest language possible, Chai Misa. And that's the reason, because they wanted to scare you. But yeah, so this is the situation. And it's certainly, you have to kind of figure out what type of person we're dealing with. Okay,
right.
But there are people that have different personalities. Tavolo hispalo mincha. This is, again, this is just review to remind ourselves of the Tosos that we saw on Chav Vav Amud Beis, okay? That we're going to see in a few moments. Okay, so that on the third, we're now on the third line over here that says that a person made a mistake and you didn't daven mincha on Shabbos. So mispal b'moitzi Shabbos shtayim shalchol. So Saturday night you daven too. Okay. Now this is the piece that we spoke about, the havdalah problem. Ma'avdu b'rishon v'inu ma'avdu b'shniya. So the rule is that the tefillah that everyone else is davening is the one that you're supposed to daven together, and then the tashlumin will be the second one. So therefore, it makes sense that the havdalah or tacharan tanu should be the first one, and not the second. Okay. However,
it makes sense that you're making the Shmon Esrei of Chol when you miss a Shabbos, and it's a shorter thing.
Oh. That's another good question. Tosfos is going to ask that question. Tosa's going to ask that question. How you could really do that because you're 7 brachos, you missed, now you're going to say 18 or 19. Okay. V'im hiv dabu shni yevo hiv the rishon shni osolo rishon osolo. So, the Gemara says on Chav Vav Amud Beis to the top that if you made Havdalah incorrectly the second time and not the first time, which you were supposed to do, you got everything mixed up. So the second Shemoneh Esrei counts, the first one doesn't count. Okay, so
when
the first...
they say Havdalah, is that Atachonantan?
Yeah. Okay. Again, this is all review. So, therefore, the fact that it says Rishon Lo Olsolo means that that Shemoneh Esrei was nothing, or didn't count, if you will, because you missed Atachan on Tanu. So in this, the Gemara said, as, again, this will review, so we'll be able to understand this upcoming Tosos. Well, Memra, come and tell me, the Kivandal Abdul Kamaisa commandal at Salidami, because you didn't say Abdullah in the Kamaisa in the first one. This as though you didn't daven. Mahadrin and Lay, we asked this person to repeat the Shemon Esrei. Let me ask you a question. A person made a mistake, and you did not mention Kavurus Geshamim, the power of rain, which is Mashiach Baruch Negeshem, or you didn't mention the request for rain, the same Talmud Tavrach, in the paragraph of Berachas Hashanim. Maxirinoso, in that situation, those situations, you do repeat the Shemon Esrei. Abdullah B'chonin Adas in Maxirinoso. When it comes to Abdullah, you do not have to repeat the Shemon Esrei. Why? Minish Yachal Amr al Kos. Because you're going to make Abdullah anyways afterwards.
Or you can say Baruch Hamadu B'kodesh Al-Kol. You don't even have to say that.
You can say that, which will, that was, you guys are thinking alike, that's good. It's, that allows you to do malacha. That does not count as a havdalah. You still have
what
to make...
What is the first of havdalah? I mean, the first of havdalah is to be different than what he called. The idea of havdalah
true.
Is that you should be, to show that you're able to do it. So if I say,
correct, but you still have to make Havdalah, though. If you missed Atachon on Tan,
I make Havdalah.
Yeah, you're saying, okay, fact, you can't say, I don't have to make Havdalah.
I have to go back to Shemon Esrei.
Correct, because of the Havdalah.
Right. It says you don't have to, right?
You do not have to repeat the Shemon Esrei.
Oh.
Because you do not repeat the Shemon Esrei.
You do not repeat the
Shemon Esrei. Because you have Havdalah.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Right, all right, but I thought you were saying that what, it's not even because of Havdalah, you can just say Baruch Hamad and Kosh
Lechol. Right, exactly.
That's true, you could. That allows you to be able to do malacha. That does not mean you have mekayim the mitzvah, in which some paskin, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, of which is to make a havdalah. Okay, anyway, so that's the Gemara's question. The Gemara's question is, how could you tell me that the person only misses this one little paragraph of Tachanon Tanu, that he has to repeat the Shemon Esrei? It says, Betharish over here, Ein machsir noiso. That you don't? So Gemara answers, Kash. We had a question. We leaves it off as a question, and as we mentioned before, the fundamental difference between the word kasha and tiyufta means it's a refutation, which means if there is such a strong question that you find the Gemara say tiyufta, there's no answer. When you find a Gemara that gives the word kasha, that doesn't mean that there's not an answer. It just may not be a satisfactory answer that the Gemara wants to cite. Therefore, it says it's a question. It's a question. You can come up with some answers on your own. We don't want to cite them because it's a stronger question than the answer. If we look at, bless you, this small Tosfos, the second one, which is toward the bottom of the page, the second Tosfos, Kasha, Tema. So Tosfos has a problem. Amaylo Mishani Demari Koidim Shashiu. Why don't we answer the, very simple, that there's a difference in time. Economic times, financial problems people had. There are times where people were poor and times people were wealthy. Maybe this is referring to before we became wealthy. Kodim Shashu. What does that mean? Amrinon Lakamon Beperik in Oimdin, as we'll see in the later parak. Hashiru Kabu al Kois. What ended up happening, as the Gemara discusses, there was some historical events that unfortunately we lived in an era. To get a cup of wine was nishposhet. To be able to have a cup of wine is expensive. You're dirt poor, you don't have money to buy such a thing. So therefore the Chachamim, with their sensitivity, realized this, and they said, say Havdalah in the Shemona Esrei. This way you don't have to come across a cup of wine. You can imagine.
If you make Havdalah, unless you make it on, you would have to make it on wine. So you can make it on orange juice, you can make it on milk, booze, anything.
Right.
So why do you have to say that?
But just bringing out a point of you're
right.
Yeah, but
you're right. There's a
talking to an excuse because you could get wine, but you can't. We're allowed to make it on anything. So what's the do? Why do you make such discussions?
Well, that's really the whole takana.
Right.
Is a question. There is a concept called chama medina, which is you're talking about. You don't have to use wine, but it has to be something which is similar chashivas.
Well, wine is preferable.
And that may be part of the answer. Maybe. That the whole Indian of Khamar Medina, and you have to do some research on this, is that you could use other things to make Havdalah, beer, or mashal, but if no one can afford wine, they're not going to institute this takana. No one could do it.
The poor lady, he goes and he says, you can use it.
The rich guy says,
you can use it. The
right.
Comes, and he says to him, no, it's not. He says, I just say it's good for the lady.
Right.
He says, I understand the lady couldn't afford. The truth is, sir, but if you could afford it, why should you live in the question?
Right. Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. That's so we see there's sensitivity to a time when a person has money or doesn't have money. So the more, this is Tosus's kasha. So we're still in Tosus's kasha. Maybe Hashiru, and it says Hashiru Kabal Kois. When they became wealthy, they established on the cup, which means when they were poor, he made Havdalah in the Shmoneh Esrei, and that was it. That was it. Okay. Obviously, the question is what women would do. Obviously, you have to understand what happened historically back then. Okay, but nonetheless, let's just keep it simple. That's what they did. And then when people became wealthy again, they established it on a cup of wine, which is the preferable way of making Havdalah. Okay, so
why couldn't you say then they could have done Havdalah with, let's say, with one person being Yotze and has in mind all the people, the same way like we do well, that's in shul, but like we do an Erev Tav Shul. One person makes it. Why can't I make Havdalah and have in mind the whole town?
Well, certainly, you would have.
Though.
Go ahead.
I think because with an Erev Tav Shul, it's Yom, it's not that many times that you do it. This is every week. You know, it's a different. It's a whole different thing. It's just like we make Shabbos. We're ending Shabbos. It's a whole. It's a different thing than just an Erev Tav Shul that you're allowed to cook. You know, it's like a takana that you can cook Friday through Shabbos. Here's something that you're separating Magda Makadosh Lachol. So there's a whole, I think it's a strong. It's a,
yeah, that certainly sounds like a valid difference. You can also say that when it comes to Erev Tav Shulin, it's not necessary for everyone to have to be present to in order to be able to be to accept to be now allowed to cook whatever. It was done, and I can have you in mind even if you were not present. When it comes to Havdalah, I can't be in this room and you're on the other side
also
of the city.
It's sensitive. You know, when
I'm saying it's not practical, I'm saying. So therefore, to get everyone to come, the Chachamim didn't feel that was a practical thing to do, so they instituted the Shmoneh Esrei. So the question that Tosfos is asking is, we had a stira. On one hand, our Gemara said that if you made a mistake, you missed the Mincha on Shabbos, daven two Saturday nights, and then you made a mistake as far as the Havdalah service, and you left it out. So you said you left it out, sorry, you have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. So Tosfos is asking, and the Gemara then asks, well, what do you mean? We find elsewhere that you don't have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. Kasha. So Tosfos says, why don't you just make a simple answer and say, one of them is referring to an era in which there was no wine, and therefore, if you missed saying a tochen on Tanu, you have to say it again because that's your Havdalah. You can't rely on the Havdalah at home because the whole lashon of the Brice says, Mipnei Shiachal Amra Lakos. But if you're not able to say in a cup of wine, then you have to repeat the Shemaster. So that's Tosus's kasha. Why is the Gemara unable to come up with such a simple answer? Well, you may not like this answer either, but this is what Tosus says. The Eshlomar, Do Ashchan Braisa, the Nishtis Bein Shtei Tekanois. We don't find a Braisa that makes that distinguishes between these two times in history. In other words, what Tosus is saying is that we can't give this answer because the fact that the Braisa is basically a blanket statement, it says about that which we learned about not having or having to repeat the Havdalah, it doesn't say anything about when this occurred. And therefore, it seemingly means that this principle applies always. So therefore, Tosus feels that they couldn't have given such an answer. Okay. So, anyway, that's what Tosus says. We did give a nice teretz, though, I think Avi mentioned, is that even though it's true that technically, if you daven mincha Shabbos afternoon, and now you're davening marv, and just, I forgot to say tachanantanu, so fine, you don't have to repeat. But in this situation, you're doing a tashlumen. And the whole concept, there's an additional rule that when it comes to a tashlumin, the tashlumin must be number two. It has to be the second one. So by you saying in the first of the two Shmona Esrei's, not saying the Havdalah, and then by the second one, saying the Havdalah, Atachatanu, it shows that you were not following the rules of Tashlumin. Right, right. So therefore, since because of that, you, that's how, in fact, Mulan Mephoshim answered. That's the difference.
That, though, is because, and Tashlumin comes second, but because the Tashlumin is going on Mincha, which didn't have Havdalah in it, so that's why you might have thought, I don't need to say Atachatanu the first time.
Right. Yeah, I hear you. Very good. Okay. Let's now see this top tosis, which has in it a very fascinating machlokes. So we're going to see in halacha how we paskin in this dispute. Okay. Very interesting tosis. The top tosis. Tadul hispal mincha ber Shabbos. Okay. Let's just see what it says. The Dibur HaMadchil. Ta, you made a mistake. Vul hispal mincha b'Shabbos mispal arvish shtayim. So you missed Shabbos Mincha. So you daven two weekday Shmona Esrei Saturday night. Dahainu Shemoitzi Shabbos Umal Debrishon. As we said, you make the Atachat Anton in the first one, which is what everyone else is doing, and then the second one, which is your Tashlumin for the makeup of that missing Mincha. No Havdalah. There's no need to say Havdalah twice. Okay. Kasser Rabbeinu Yoyin, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says as follows. Rabbeinu Yehuda says, "Im tavlo hiskir rosh chodesh b'mincha." Now let's utilize the Gemara's case to try to analyze a different situation, which is not found anywhere in Shas. What happens that it's rosh chodesh today, and you say yal v'yavo, and it happens to be you didn't mention yal v'yavo by mincha, you did daven Shmon Esrei. But you didn't say Yal V'Yavo. Now it's Marv. Rosh Chodesh is over. It's now no longer Rosh Chodesh. The question is, now we know, let's just review. If in the event that a person misses Yal V'Yavo at night, you don't repeat. That's the halacha. It doesn't matter if it's a two-day Rosh Chodesh, you don't repeat the Shmona Esrei if you miss Yal V'Yavo for Rosh Chodesh. Okay. But when it's Shachris, if you miss saying Yal V'Yavo for Rosh Chodesh, or by Mincha, then you have to repeat the Shmona Esrei. It's only by Marv that we have that exception. So, technically speaking, so let's, before we analyze this case, let's just understand the halacha. You daven Mincha, and you forgot Yal V'Yavo. So now you're supposed to daven Shmona Esrei, because you have to make it up.
Right.
Okay. But that's not what happened. You daven Mincha, you forgot Yal V'Yavo, and now it's Marv, and you're like, whoops, it was Rosh Chodesh. I forgot. So now the question is, do you have to daven a tashlumin? So you can say, well, of course. After all, you made a mistake.
Yeah, but the reason you're saying tashlumin is because of the Yal V'Yavo. It's not because you said Shmon Esrei.
And what's going to go now by Marv? Is there a Yal V'Yavo to be said?
There's no Yal V'Yavo. So what's the sense of making tashlumin? You're not saying tashlumin.
That's the question that Tosfos cites. And in that, there's a machlokas. Okay, well, let's see it inside. Very, very good. That's going to be the opinion of the first. What we're going to see now, Rabbeinu Yehuda. He says as follows. Again, person made a mistake. He didn't mention Rosh Chodesh by Mincha. Lo yispal od b'layla. Do not daven tashlumin at night. Dolmad yispal od harikvar hispal kol tefilas mincha mibod yom. You did everything already by Mincha while it was day that you would be doing now. Levad Rosh Chodesh, except the only thing you missed was Yal V'Yavo. Shlo Hizkir, you missed it. And you should have said it. You made a mistake. It happens, okay? So you missed it. But now, here we are, Mariv. Here we are, it's no longer Rosh Chodesh. So when it comes to the Tashlumin, You don't say Yal V'Yavo because it's not Rosh Chodesh anymore. So he says, "Im kein ein merevach klum." By you davening a Shmona Esrei now as Tashlumin for Mariv, you're not accomplishing anything. You're not gaining anything. Im yachzer v'yispal b'moitzi Rosh Chodesh. When you daven again after it's Rosh Chodesh. Har lo yaskir od tefilas Rosh Chodesh. You're no longer going to be saying Yal V'Yavo, because it's not Yal V'Yavo, it's not Rosh Chodesh. You have the tefillah that you say as the tashlum, it has to be the tefillah of where you are at that present moment. What the reality of the day is. The reality of the day is it's not Rosh Chodesh. You don't say Yal V'Yavo. Continues Tosos. V'yud ches kvar yispala. You already said Shmoneh Esrei. So it's an interesting psak that Tosos gives that you do not have to repeat in the event that the Shmoneh Esrei that you are going to be doing as a tashlumen is exactly the same as the one as before, even though the one that you did before was wrong because you missed something. That makes sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Continues Tosos. V'lo dami lo hadi amel hacha. You cannot compare it to what is said hacha over here. Tavlo hispalo mincha b'shavas. Everyone see where we are in Tosos? Tavlo hispalo mincha b'shavas. So what? This is the Gemara that's being cited. That's why whenever you hear the word hacha, hacha means here. It's somewhere found in our sugya. Hasam is brought from another place in Shas over there. So over here, it's talking about a situation. You made a mistake. He didn't daven mincha on Shabbos. The mispal arvus b'chol shtayim. We said that you daven two marvs, two Shmoneh Esreis. So that obviously there's no comparison. Perish shochol. You say a weekday Shmoneh Esrei. Mishlom do hispal klal. In that situation, did you daven mincha on Shabbos? You didn't at all. You missed. Didn't do anything. So since you didn't do anything, you didn't daven any mincha. Im kein yarviach tefilas yudches kishemispalel b'moitzi Shabbos. Now that you're davening a second mariv for Motzi Shabbos, you are gaining something, because when it came to mincha, there was no mincha. You didn't daven. So now that you're going to do a tashlumen, you're accomplishing something. You're saying something that wasn't said before. Afal pi shul yaskir shul Shabbos. Even though the truth is, you're not mentioning anything about Shabbos, because obviously the tefillah of Shabbos by mincha is a completely different Shmoneh Esrei than the weekday Shmoneh Esrei. Okay. So you said that's... So before we get to the Im Toimar, so you see the clear distinction. In the event that you see that the tashlumen is exactly the same as what you did before, that you really technically should have repeated the Shmoneh Esrei, but now it's too late, now there's no point in you davening another Shmoneh Esrei. However, if there is something that is added or some benefit, then you can. Okay. So now Tosfos asks another question. This was your question that you asked before. V'im tomar, v'lo hu mispalo yoisim amashu hu chayim l'spalo. You're not allowed to be right? You're not allowed to add on to mitzvos. You can't do 614 mitzvos, right? You can't have five corners of your tzitzis, right? Or five compartments of your tefillin. Yeah, so the question is, how could you...
Say 18 brachas now as opposed to the
four. Seven. There's always three, and then whatever's in the middle. So on Shabbos is one. Shabbos is always seven, which of course corresponds to the seventh day of the week. Anyway, you're doing more than you were supposed to do. You're only supposed to daven and say seven brachos. Right? And now you're doing 18. How are you allowed to do that? This is a sidebar question. This is we're not concerned. Shigam b'Shabbos, this is... And some interesting dinim that come out from this concept. Shigam b'Shabbos ha'yudin shiyispalu kol yudches. Technically, there's nothing wrong with you davening the weekday Shmoneh Esrei on the weekend, on Shabbos. We don't do it. Rak shlo hetzrichuhu mipnei ha'tayrech nimsa. Okay. Mipnei ha'tayrech. Because of tircha, we would not want to have you daven this long Shmoneh Esrei. That's the reason why they instituted a smaller Shmoneh Esrei. Of course, the davening is much longer. Which,
yeah, the whole. Like
right, so maybe that's also they're sensitive to not give you such a long Shmoneh Esrei. But the idea is that by you davening a Shmoneh Esrei, technically it's not the end of the world. There's nothing wrong with it. They only instituted a different Shmoneh Esrei because of their sensitivity of tircha. Okay. Obviously, that also means that when you're davening the Shemona Esrei, the difference between davening 7 and 18 really should be significant. It shouldn't be 20 seconds, right? Okay. With that said, before we're up to the word nimsa, this is just another sidebar, but it's kedai to mention this. Let's say a person is in the middle of the Shemona Esrei. I once heard one of my rabbeim said that he was walking down the street, and all of a sudden someone was hitting him in the chest. Then he woke up and he realized that he was in the middle of Shemona Esrei. He was like half asleep, and it was Friday night, right? So the question is, if let's say you're not paying attention, and you start saying the weekly Shemona Esrei on Shabbos, let's say you start saying Atachonim Lodom Das. The halacha is as much as you hate doing it, you're supposed to finish that entire bracha. You say that entire paragraph.
Because you're allowed to. We just said it's just only because you
right.
don't want to give terecha.
Exactly.
You
shouldn't say brosh and kol nukusul and then go back to starting.
No, what it's not a bracha about Talmud.
Right. You're not supposed to say brosh. You finish the entire, that paragraph. You don't say the whole
thing.
And then you go to wherever you are. Where there's the three regular paragraphs that everyone says, and always.
And then you start up again with Atta Kodosh?
No, not Atta Kodosh, the bracha afterwards. Yismach Moshe, or Atta Echad, whatever it is.
Exactly.
I thought the reason you don't have the regular Shemot HaShabbos is that you're not supposed to ask for some.
Right.
Yeah.
Precautious.
That's a valid point as well. For some reason, they don't use that as the reason. But there's also truth to that. But nonetheless, technically you could do it. That's the point. Okay. Anyway. Nimsa, so now let's go back to our thought process over here. And by the way, when it comes to, that's halacha is not by Musaf. That's only by Shachas Min Chamarav. If you make a mistake by Musaf and you start saying Atachon in Ladam Das, then you have to stop. Because Musaf has a separate din, as we've already seen. There's no tashlumen by Musaf. It's very different. Continues Tosas. Nimsa shemarviach kol tfilasai. We find that you've enhanced, you've done something different today than yesterday. In which situation? Again, that you missed mincha and Shabbos completely. So there you definitely should have two marivs. Avo kishitavu hiskir shoresh chaydesh. Person made a mistake. And you did not mention yelvi avo, which is the case that Tosas cited, Kfar Hispalo, you did daven. Imkein lo yarviach kum im yispal m'moitzer Rosh Chodesh. By you saying a second Shemona Esrei, knowing Rosh Chodesh, you're not accomplishing anything. So therefore, as Stephen's psak, similar to the Rabbeinu Yehuda, that is what he says. B'hu adin nami, by the way, this is the same rule. Im yispal el b'mincha b'shabas. Let's say, on Shabbos by Mincha, you said Yud Ches Shlemos. I mean, you're really out of it, okay? You took a long Shabbos nap and into your Shemona Esrei, and your mom is davened the entire regular weekday Shemona Esrei on Shabbos. Velu Hisker Shol Shabbos. And you didn't mention anything about Shabbos, but you did daven a Shemona Esrei. Literally, a Shemona Esrei, 18 brachos. So, so the question is, you did it. You made a huge mistake.
Right.
Question is,
the mincha Shemona Esrei, but we're talking about on Shabbos, not after Shabbos.
Well, no, I'm talking now after Shabbos. It's after Shabbos. It's now Maariv.
It's the same
meaning. It's the same Shemona Esrei. Right. So it says Nimsa, Dilemotzi Shabbos lo yispal shtayim. Don't daven a second. Shtikvar yispal yinches brachos. You already did the exact same thing. Okay. That's
the question. What happens on Shabbos? How
do you get to the Shabbos one? I mean, you
were allowed to say it. That's the point.
You did.
You accomplished something. So it's not a tercha, so you accomplished something. The question is, now in Shabbos, let's say you said it all. Is it all sudden night? Yeah. So what am I doing? Before Shabbos, do you go back and say, I don't think you have to say it either,
because
this was the Shema. You were allowed to say the Shemona, so we just made it easier for us by making the Shemona.
Right. If you would catch yourself in the middle, then there are different halachos, then you should go back at certain points.
If you
finish the whole Shemona Esrei, you davened. Okay. So that sounds all lovely. However, it's not everyone agrees with this. Right? It's a machlokas, as one can imagine. Alright? So continues Tosfos and says, Umihu Rav Ilfus lo mashmikin. According to Rav Ilfus, he does not hold like this at all. The afil hecha the einu marviach klum. Even if you doing a second Shmoneh Esrei as a tashlumin does nothing, in other words, it doesn't has no difference than what was done before. Masal chispal pamacheres. You still have to daven another one. In other words, according to his opinion, in the event of Rosh Chodesh, you missing Yal V'Yavo. You said the Shmoneh Esrei, but you missed Yal V'Yavo. So Motzi Rosh Chodesh, according to this opinion,
you don't have to.
He says, you do have to.
But the question is, you say with Yal V'Yavo, you just definitely not.
No, that for sure you don't. That everyone holds. But it's interesting. According to this opinion, he feels that even though your tashlumin is no different, it's the exact same Shmoneh Esrei as what you said by Mincha, but the reality is, by Mincha, it was Rosh Chodesh. You made a mistake.
So you're acknowledging it by doing this thing, even though you're not getting it.
Exactly. So that is the Machlokas. You can see the rest of the Tosas is also very interesting stuff. I just want to be able to share with you a couple ideas that we're going to see in Halacha, who we actually paskin like. As you can imagine, this is brought down. So, we have this machlokas in the Tosfos between two opinions. So, what is the sod? What is the real? What is the source? And what exactly is their dispute all about? And it's very obvious, but it's spelled out very nicely in the Sefer. He says as follows: according to the opinion, the first opinion of Tosfos, he says that the Shmoneh Esrei is a Shmoneh Esrei. All you did was that you missed out on saying something. Now technically you should repeat the Shmoneh Esrei or whatever, but you didn't. Now it's Mar. The reality is that Shmoneh Esrei was a davening. It was real. It was something of significance. And therefore, there's no need for you not to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. According to the second opinion, which is the opinion of the Rif, he says as follows, De'imu hisker yal v'yavo. If you didn't say yal v'yavo by Mincha, ein tfilaso nechsheves l'chum. Your tefillah was nothing. By you missing that one paragraph, it's not that you missed one paragraph. You made him. The whole davening is not a davening. Bahari ke'ilu lo hispalo klal. It's like you didn't daven at all. That's the sod of this machlokas. The whole dispute is: do we look at Shmoneh Esrei when there's certain parts that are included? That if you miss that part, at least you did daven. I was davening. There's certain halachos, repeating, not repeating Shmoneh Esrei, but at least I davened. Or is it, it's like you did nothing. Since you didn't, right, it's all connected.
Let's think about going to this second thing, the Rif or the Alphas. You're saying it afterwards. It's almost like a bracha about Talmud, though. Because you said the brachas already. No matter which way you want to hold, you said these 18 brachas, or you didn't say the Bridi Yahweh B'Yavo, you still made the brachas. Now you're coming back and saying, you're not saying Yahweh B'Yavo. It's just... You know,
that's perhaps the reasoning of the first answer.
Right.
But according to the Rif, he says, no, it's
not
nothing.
It's not a complete unit. So right.
But you're completing. You're not completing it. You're not saying
it's
out.
No, it's not a bracha.
But it is something which you include.
It's in the Ritzei bracha.
Right.
But it's in itself.
It's not one of the brachos, certainly.
One of the brachos.
True. But nonetheless, according to the second answer, in the event that you miss a piece of the Shmoneh Esrei, it's all connected. So it's not just you missed a little piece. You missed it all. Right? You made one mistake, you blew the whole thing.
But you're not filling in with anything. You're not saying that Yal V'Yavo, so what you get, you just made brachas.
Because now, you don't have to say Yal V'Yavo, because it's not Rosh Chodesh anymore. So your Shmoneh Esrei is a real Shmoneh Esrei.
What was the reasoning I'm saying the
Shmoneh Esrei? Because
you
left out Yal V'Yavo.
But two minutes ago you said to me.
Go ahead.
That I'm not saying I left out the Yal V'Yavo and it's really not a bracha. So
right.
Okay, but now I'm going to correct myself.
Right, and it's no longer Rosh Chodesh.
I know it's no longer.
And yet I'm going to say Yal
V'Yavo. What am I repeating?
Well, that's why the first answer in Tosa says there's no reason to have to do so.
It makes more sense.
But the second answer is saying no. The way even it happens to be the same Shmoneh Esrei, but in Metzias, now that the sun has set, it's no longer Rosh Chodesh, and therefore the correct Shmoneh Esrei is without it. 2 minutes ago, when the sun was still up in the sky, you had to say Yal V'Yavo, and if you didn't, that ruined the entire Shmona Esrei. The whole Shmona Esrei needed to have Yal V'Yavo in it, and if you didn't, it's like you didn't daven. And this is the machlokas. You know, we're going to see in halacha what we paskin like in a second. But with this, there are other halachic ramifications. I'm going to share with you just two other ones right now. Then we'll see in the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah, what we paskin like. It's brought down in the Shalos and Tshuvos Har Tzvi. Nebuch, this guy is really not doing well. Listen to this: person davens, and it's Rosh Chodesh. He mentions Yal V'Yavo. Okay. However, he made one mistake. He forgot to say the words V'Sein Tal Matal Bracha. You admit, don't say V'Sein Tal Matal Bracha. You also repeat the Shmon Esrei. Okay, it's Mincha time, right? So what happens? Now he davens. He realizes, oh, the halachas have to repeat the Shmon Esrei. So he repeats the Shmon Esrei, and this time he's very, very careful that he makes sure to say. Exactly.
And I said everything.
He said everything.
Right. Jesus.
Exactly. Jesus.
Yeah.
So he asked the Kasha, does he have to repeat, does he have to do a third Shmon Esrei? He says that's totally on the Smachloikas and Tysus. According to the first Terrence,
you wouldn't
have to because you
said everything.
Did everything.
You said everything and the Manas passed me.
According to the riff.
You would have to.
According to the riff, you never said a complete unit. Right. So he has to say
everything.
Exactly. So that would. Fine, so that's another example. Actually, the other one will be found in our sheets. Does everyone have these from last time? Or are they floating around somewhere? If not, here's how many do I have? Oh, good. I made a few extra copies just in case. Just in case you didn't bring them. Baruch Hashem, I'm a Boy Scout. Those are fresh off, hot off the press. So if we look... Ah, yeah, Tatya. Do we have enough? I'm missing a couple. Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's not so short.
You have? Okay, Baruch Hashem. So if you turn to page Kuf Lamed Vav, which is Sif Tes. Is that the one I want to see? Yeah, why not? We'll see Tes, but I really want to get to Yudalf. Tov Loi Hispal Mincha Be'erev Shabbos. So we mentioned, if you missed, you know, let me stay focused. Let's turn to Yud Aleph, okay? Because this is, let's remain on one task. Sif Yud Aleph says as follows. Let's see Yud, and then Yud Aleph. Page 272. Sif Yud. Tavol Ispal Mincha B'Shabbos. Right? Which is the Gemara's case. You made a mistake. You didn't daven mincha on Shabbos. Mispal b'moitzi Shabbos shtayim shel chol. You daven two weekday Shmon Esreis by Marv. Mavdul b'rishon avin mavdul b'shniyah, which is what the Gemara says. You make the atachon atonah the first, not the second. V'imlo hivdil b'rishona v'hivdil b'shniyah. Let's say a person did not make the havdal in the first one, but he made it in the second one. So this is what the Gemara says. Shulchan Aruch is passing straight from the Gemara. Shni al saloi, Rishayin al saloi. Even though we had a kasha on it, doesn't matter. Sometimes there's a kasha, but nonetheless, that's the halacha. Doesn't matter. You have a kasha on me. The halacha is that the first one, Esrei, does not count. The second one does. The im hivdil b'shtehen. If you made havdalah by both of them, olo hivdil b'shtehen yatsa. If you didn't make hatachan antanu in either Shmon Esrei, then you're good. Because as we mentioned, in the event that you don't have to say it anyway. The whole problem is that you made the Tashlumin mistake of which one should be the Tashlumin, which one shouldn't be the Tashlumin. But if you missed, didn't say Abdullah for either, then you're fine.
If you didn't say Abdullah, and you did this.
So you still have a chiyuv, you're Yotzi davening. You still have a chiyuv of Abdullah. That's something which is on your head, but it's nothing to do with this, the Tashlumin. Okay. So that was Sif Yud. We didn't see this before, I guess. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah, tells us where it says Chavtes Lo Asalo. You have to make sure that the Shmona Esrei that you're davening is the one which is the Chova, the one that everyone has an obligation to do. Bereisha, that should be your first one. But who Gila Daito And this is obviously what you mentioned before, which maybe we saw this last week, I don't remember. Ugila Daito, by your actions you're showing. Shispalel Harishonu Tashlumin, by you not saying Havdalah in the first one, you're giving the impression that the first Shemoneh Esrei is the makeup, which you're not supposed to do. The second one is always the makeup. That's why you still have to do another or third Shemoneh Esrei without Havdalah. Ah, im kivin b'machshav to sharishona lechiyuv v'mishnila l'tashulman. If you actually understood the principles of what tashulman is, that the first one is the regular Shemoneh Esrei and the second one is the tashulman, umash hipech havdalah hayu b'taos, and the reason why you said the havdalah in the second one, not the first one, was just you made a mistake. V'shogah b'lo neschavin klal ein tzarech lachzor. You don't have to make it up. So even though you did exactly as the Gemara tells us that the first Shemoneh Esrei is nothing, but if your kavana was, my first Shemoneh Esrei is Marv, the second Shemoneh Esrei is Tashlumin, even though you made a mistake, what about the laws of Havdalah, you don't have to make it up. But our primary focus for the next few moments is Sifyat Av. Tava Mincha Shel Shabbos, which is still the Gemara, but then we'll see Mishnah Berurah, which discusses this. Tava Mincha Shel Shabbos. Made a mistake when he came to Mincha of Hispalel Shemoneh Esrei. You daven the whole Shemoneh Esrei. The Lehiskir Shel Shabbos. You didn't mention anything about Shabbos. Listen to this. Mispal B'moitzi Shabbos Shtayim. So he says that you have to daven two Shemoneh Esreis. Deinu Mavdil B'shniya. So what happened? You daven Mincha on Shabbos, and you daven the Shemoneh Esrei, which is not what Tosus was talking. Tosus said you don't have to worry about this. That the first teretz.
This is the second svar.
It sounds like the second. Right. It sounds like the Shulchan Aruch is holding like the second opinion. But he says that the way you daven, it should be a Torah Nadava. Because there's, I have to daven Shachar Mincha Maariv, and there's a Nadava that I can daven another Shemoneh Esrei if I like to, which generally we don't. If we turn the page, what does that mean? Shulchan Aruch is posking clearly that if you mincha time missed Rosh Chodesh Yal V'Yavo, he says that when it comes to Maariv,
you have to say two.
You do have to say two, which sounds like he holds like the second
riff, right?
Or maybe he doesn't hold like that. What do you mean? So let's see. We're going to conclude with the words of Mishnah Berurah. Turning back to the previous page, page 272. Yesh b'zeh machlokas. Of course there's the machlokas. What's the machlokas? We know the machlokas. We just learned it in Tosos. The very bottom of page 272, about seven lines on the bottom, where it's underlined. Yesh b'zeh machlokas, in dispute. Tosos b'shem ri svirulhu. Tosos says, in name of the ri, which we know the ri stands for Rebbeinu Yehuda, if that's what Tosos says, the ein tzarech lachzor b'shvil zeh. If you... Let's just focus on the Rosh Chodesh piece, which was what Tosa said. You do not have to make up that Shemoneh Esrei by Maariv. Dehokvar hispalel Shemoneh Esrei. Rosh Hashanah Shel Shabbos. Okay, this is talking about the case of the Shulchan Aruch. You daven the regular Shemoneh Esrei by Shabbos Mincha. So in that case, you didn't do any. You did daven a Shemoneh Esrei. You just didn't mention Shabbos. Ukshiashlim hispalel Shemoneh Esrei. So now by Maariv, what we're going to ask you to daven another Shemoneh Esrei? You're not going to do that. Right? Because it's Saturday night. You're not going to mention Shabbos. It's not Shabbos. You're not making anything up. The Chachme Provincia Sphere Luhu, which is the second shot in Tosos, the Mashi Espal Shemoneh Esrei below Shabbos. The fact, when it came, comes to the fact that when you made a mistake, Ki'ilu lo Espal El Klal. It's like you didn't daven. It was nothing. Kivan Shelo Asa Kedin. Since the Shemoneh Esrei was not done properly, therefore it wasn't done, it's nothing. And therefore, if you daven the weekday Shemoneh Esrei on Shabbos Mincha, you have to make it up. Yal Kain, Hichriu HaPoskim. This is why the Poskim, the Shulchan Aruch says, let's meet some compromise over here. Not that I'm going to Poskim like one or the other. Shiyasul Espalel, that let them daven again, but let it be Batoris Nadava. Let it be Batoris Nadava. What does Batoris Nadava mean? So if you look, then skipping the rest, if you look at the next line, Hainu Shiyasne, you have to make a condition and say, Im chayiv ani harizel l'chavasi. If we hold like the second pshat in Taisvis, then taka, this is a real Shemoneh Esrei. However, v'im lav harizel l'nadava. So therefore, there's nothing wrong with davening a tefillas nadava. So in order, instead of holding like one opinion, we can kind of compromise and hold like both. And that's what he says. Similarly, we continue, or conclude, I should say, with the words of the Mishnah Berurah on the next page. He says as follows, only that which is underlined. Behu Adin. The Behu Adin, which is the top line of the Shulchan Aruch, on this page, is discussing a situation of Rosh Chodesh, which was what the actual case of Tosos. You're not accomplishing anything by davening, now it's no longer Rosh Chodesh, a second Marim. You don't say Yal V'Yavo by Marim. Rosh Chodesh is over. You already said the Shemoneh Esrei. So that's the first Pshat Tosos. He throws in a little monkey wrench. Let's say tonight is also Rosh Chodesh. Everyone holds for sure you should make up that Shemoneh Esrei. Right. So, because right, in that situation, you're definitely adding something.
You also would say then that you have to say it. Because you're saying the full Shemoneh Esrei now that you missed out earlier.
Right, exactly. Because the Yal V'Yavo, you talk to still have to say.
And it counts because it's still Rosh Chodesh.
Exactly, right. So the whole Machlokas is in a situation where it's no longer Rosh Chodesh. Okay. Skipping down, Yal V'Yavo. So he says as follows, B'diyuka nakan Yal V'Yavo. The fact that we use this example, it's kedai to point out that it's coming to distinguish other situations. Deim shachach tal matar om mashiv haruach b'shabbos rosh chodesh b'mincha. Let's say you miss these certain sections. Osh shachach shor davar hamatzrichu lachsul espalel. All these different things that you would need to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei for. L'kul yam yispal be'er shtayim. Everyone holds that you would have to repeat these things. The fact is, you can say, come on, it's only four words. That is also something significant enough that would warrant a tefillas tashlumin, even just missing one or two words. The whole question was by Yal V'Yavo. But over here, or in general, but over here, it certainly is something which needs to be repeated. Shor Rosh Chodesh. Im Cho Rosh Chodesh Be'er Shabbos. He asked the following question. Let's say Rosh Chodesh would fall out on Friday. V'hoi Rosh Chodesh Rak Yom Echad. You have to kind of think about this case a little bit. Again,
Friday
is Rosh Chodesh. And now Rosh Chodesh is just was one day. So Shabbos is no longer Rosh Chodesh. V'shachach b'mincha l'haskar shor Rosh Chodesh. So you davened Friday, you said the regular Shemoneh Esrei, but you didn't say Yal V'Yavo. Now it's already Shabbos. It's already Pashkia. What do you do? Do you make up that Shemoneh Esrei, that Rosh Chodesh Shemoneh Esrei, which is no longer Rosh Chodesh? So he says, Ein lahashlim klal b'leil Shabbos. On Shabbos you don't. So he said, well, in a second, that doesn't make sense. We just said that you can do a tefillas nadava. We said already previously, You stole my thunder. Kivan de enu moyel klum v'rach shachul spal b'nadava. The whole idea of this compromise is that in the event where you're not adding on or gaining anything, that it's still considered tefillas nadava. The enu mispal and tefillas nadava b'shabbos. So since it's Shabbos, there's no inyan that you cannot do a tefillas nadava, and therefore for that reason, one certainly. The halacha is clear that you would not repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. So it's interesting, which sounds like the first opinion. Right. So it's interesting. It's very interesting because just learning the Shulchan Aruch, you would think immediately we definitely postulate the second opinion. And now the Mishnah Berurah kind of gleans from all this that perhaps we really hold more like the first opinion, but.
Because the situation is different than the first one. We're never talking that you went from Rosh Chodesh to Shabbos. We're talking about going from Shabbos to Chol. Here you're going in a different madrigal, you're going up a peg, you're going for Shoresh to Shabbos.
The riff was talking about Shabbos Rosh Chodesh.
Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, that's over with Maariv Saturday. But here you're talking about Rosh Chodesh, that's Friday, that's now over on Shabbos.
It is over on Shabbos.
Yeah, it's over on, no, it's over on Shabbos. So now you're into Shabbos. There you're into Chol. The difference.
But why? According to the riff, why is there a difference? He missed Yal V'Yavo.
Yeah, but you missed Yal V'Yavo, but you're doing it now, it's Chol, you're making the Kashlum, but you're not saying anything extra. Here, you're going to go, it's Shabbos already, you're davening on Shabbos, when it's Shabbos, before you're not davening on Shabbos, you're davening on Chol. Here you're going from Kodesh to Kodesh, you're going Shabbos to Chol.
You're right, but what Avi's trying to point out is that clearly, the second Pshat in Tosos does not hold like this psak of the Mishnah Berurah, because the Mishnah Berurah says the whole inyan of when you're not gaining anything, we say you should daven another Shemoneh because of Nedava. According to the second opinion of Tosfos, he says the first Shemoneh Esrei is nothing.
But we don't know if he holds it that the dog on Shabbos. He doesn't say it.
Well, the halacha is you cannot do a tefillas nedava on Shabbos.
So if that's the halacha, then the riff.
But according to the second,
he didn't say anything.
Correct, exactly. According to the riff,
because you can't make a nedava, and everybody holds it. The halacha is that you can't hold.
But who says it's a nedava? What the riff?
Correct.
The riff is not saying it from the dog.
Correct.
The riff is saying it on the tashlum. But why are you telling me now that there's no tashlum?
Because
on
you can daven chol davening on Shabbos, and you can't do.
But the idea,
you can.
The idea, and we'll just conclude with this thought, is that it's absolutely the case that the Rif does not hold like the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah. But that doesn't mean that's not what the Mishnah Berurah has no choice but to paskin like. Because at this point, what the Shulchan Aruch did was there's a pshara. You can make a compromise and kind of hold like both, just, you know, in a regular situation. But here, when you have Rosh Chodesh on Friday and then Shabbos, you can't make this compromise. You have to pick one or the other. Right. And the Mishnah Berurah picks the first opinion of Tosfos.
And both opinions would hold on normal Friday, and if you missed Mincha, you'd make that
on Shabbos.
Oh, for sure. That's for sure. That's the Gemara. That's the Gemara. That's the Gemara.